length isn't an issue for me. It's when I feel like we're stuck on the meridian and we've got a flat tire and we're waiting for another character or plot point to come along and move us forward. I think there's a couple things. One is that a lot more directors are getting director's cut, which means that the version that shows up in the theater is the director's cut. And a lot of times the director's cut can be longer than maybe what a producer or a studio would do. The other thing is that, you know, films are, especially big studio films, they're calendared way in advance about when they're, you know, they're going to be released on Labor Day 2017. I mean, for some films, they know that far ahead where they're going. And then what can happen is, in the course of production or editing or whatever, a film isn't ready to hit its either its festival deadline or its theatrical window. But they still get rushed to the theater or to the festival. I mean, and actually two examples this year, Harvey Weinstein and George Clooney, producers on August Osage County, they've been very open about the fact that August Osage County was not ready when it premiered at Toronto. The film was almost there. It needed some tweaking. And basically what they've been doing, because there were some reviews that were mixed, they have been playing catch up, trying to redeem the film, because the film has a slightly different ending. Even than the version when we had the U.S. premiere at Film Fest, the ending is slightly different than what we screened back in September, October. Another example this year is The Wolf of Wall Street. It was scheduled to open on Christmas Day. And then starting in November, there were rumblings that it wasn't going to be ready and that it was going to be pushed into 2014. And then lo and behold, like right around Thanksgiving, was like, guess what? We're going to be in the theaters on Christmas Eve. And I think that is that's a film that I would question whether it was really ready to go out on Christmas Day. And then another one, like George Clooney's film, The Monuments Men, scheduled for December release, they've been very clear it's not ready and it's going to be released in February.
You've said that we, the audience, have also changed.
We see films in so many different ways now that I think there's something to be said about the audience. I mean, actually, if you go back, Gone with the Wind was an event. It's a four-hour movie, and it had an intermission. Sound of Music is like over 3 hours. It had an intermission. Now, some films are definitely too long. But I also think as audiences, we're not necessarily the most patient. And I think a lot of filmmakers they're trying to find their voice. And that's part of the journey, is being with somebody's voice.
Well, Laura, thanks for talking with us.
That's a pleasure. Thank you.